K-A-2-F-Y-J.
K-A-2-I-Y-I.
K-B-2-O-I-E.
K-0-G-I-O.
K-D-2-K-N-H.
K-D-2-E-S-Y.
K-D-2-F-I-U.
Okay, the net recognizes KD2IYI, KB2OIE, K0GIO, KD2KNH, KD2ESY, and KD2FIU. Any other correction?
D2UDU.
KD2QEX.
D2OGB.
Kilo Bravo 2 HHU.
Okay, hold it a minute. We got a little stepping on of calls and I'm losing track. I have KD2UDU, KC2OGB, and KB2HHU, and I know there was another station in there, but I wasn't able to copy it. Please come back with that call.
KD2QEX. Correction.
SAM.
Go ahead with the correction, please.
Roger, it's KA2IYI, not KD2IYI.
KA2IYI recognized. Okay, I've got that. And the SAM station, the front end of your call, please.
KC1.
KC1 SAM recognized. Any other K calls this evening?
KD2 CLK.
KD2 QEX.
KD2 DLK recognized. KD2 QEX, I had you. Perhaps you didn't hear me acknowledge. That's fine. I've got you. Any other K calls this evening? Nothing heard. This is KC2FYJ, net control for the Limark Information Net. Next, I will take check-ins for all calls beginning with the letter N. All N calls, please check in now.
This is November 2, Romeo Bravo Papa N2.
N2ZUC.
N2ICD.
The net recognizes N2RPB, N2ZUC, and N2ICD. Any other N calls this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the extra class calls. All calls beginning with the letters AA through AL. Please check in now.
AD2DU.
AE2DU recognized. Any other AA through AL calls?
Correction. Alpha Delta 2 Delta Uniform.
Correction noted. AD2. Sorry, my ears must be plugged a little bit. Any other AA through AL calls this evening? Nothing heard. Anybody wishing to check in via Echo Link this evening?
Kilo Delta 2, Papa Papa Foxtrot. Checking out on Echo Link.
KD2PPF recognized on Echo Link. Any other Echo Link stations this evening? Nothing heard. Any stations checking in via IRLP this evening? Nothing heard. Anybody checking in whose call is in another call group that was not specified? Nothing heard. I will do a late check-in after traffic is passed. The first station listing traffic this evening is K2KNB. Richie, go ahead with your traffic.
All right. Thank you, Harry, and good evening to all. This is Richie Cage Candy. First, just a reminder about a couple of FCC things that have come along. First, as of last week, any renewals of licensing and any new licensing is now at the FCC fee. And I'm not sure exactly how it's working because I'm not sure if anybody's received the notifications, but everything is by email these days. And you get an email and it say, you know, we'll say pay, and obviously you can probably use a credit card or some other form. But, you know, unfortunately, a couple of people that their licenses were expiring just never got around to it, and so now they'll pay the fee. But when you figure it's a 10-year fee, it's, you know, you bite the bullet and that's the end of it. But just remember that it's no longer a freebie. Upgrades to licenses are free. Change of address, all of those things, which was concern in the beginning, whether or not that would be charged or not. But it's just new licenses and renewals of licenses. So bear those things in mind. Another thing that's coming up now in May is the RF exposure survey of sorts, but it's actually it's a reading of your home. I've posted on the Limark website the link to the ARRL RF exposure calculator, and it's got very good background information for you. It's something that is now required by the FCC, and basically what it is that based upon your knowledge of your operating procedures, how long are you on the air, what kind of modes are you using, where is your antenna located? The idea is to find out whether or not you are causing any potential harm to anyone in your neighborhood. In most cases, the answer is going to be an obvious no because of the inverse square law, which you can read about. But, you know, basically if you're 10 feet away, your power is 1/100th of what it was. So for most people, the house, the antennas in the center of the property, it may, you know, have no effect on anyone, but you should have this ready. Let me let it drop. It is not something that the FCC is telling you to send in, but it is something for you to have available. And the reason is that you could have a neighbor who became ill for one reason or another and looked up in the air and saw your antenna and said, you know what, I may have radiation poisoning by my neighbor. And they may file a complaint against you, and somebody could knock at the door theoretically and say, listen, what's the story here? Well, you take out your exposure calculations and you show that, you know, with your antenna being 55 feet from the sidewalk, the radiation level would be non-existent, basically, for that individual at that frequency. So, or whatever frequencies you're operating at. So take it seriously, do your exposure calculation, file it somewhere where you'll have it accessible if somebody knocks at your door. It's something that the FCC is requiring, and those that made no changes in their antennas had a year's grace, and that year is coming up now in May. Okay, a reminder that on May 20th we'll be at the Cradle of Aviation. We'll be there from about 9:30 to 4. We'd like to get some operators down there. We usually do sideband, sometimes two sideband stations, sometimes a sideband and a digital. If we do the digital, it's a good opportunity for you to learn something about that. We do at least two stations. Yeah, I'm not sure we can get three. But if you're down there for the day, you're a guest of the Cradle. You have access to the building to walk through and see all the exhibits, and it's pretty exciting, and it's a nicely done museum. So if you're interested in participating and helping us out on May 20th, please contact me, K2KNB, at limark.org, and let me know, and we'll make sure to schedule you and keep you informed about what's going on. A reminder that we did get permission to do our Outdoor Ham Fest at Briarcliff College, no longer Briarcliff College, now called 1055 Stewart Avenue. And that will be on Sunday, June 5th, with a rain date of Sunday, June 12th. And again, LIMOC members, paid up LIMOC members, get in at no charge. Excuse me. And with the space charge being basically $10, it's a good opportunity to clean out your basements and just get rid of stuff that you've been looking to get rid of in a very easy way, and of course, it does help the club. Finally, in good and welfare, because I always make these announcements for others, but we did welcome in a new grandchild into our home, not into our home, into my son's home, but this is Toby Hazel, and she came in at a whopping 8 pounds, 7 ounces for a little bouncing baby girl, and she actually weighs more than my vertical antenna, but she's healthy, everyone doing well. And that is it. So back to Ned. This is K2KND.
Okay, Richie, thank you for all of that traffic. Next up with traffic is WB2ZEX. Jerry, go ahead with your traffic.
Okay, this is WB2ZEX. I don't know if I announced this. We have two new members. I don't know if I announced this one last week. We have W2ART, formerly KB2SOK. That is Andre Parker from Brooklyn, and another new one who took his VE test in February at the LIMOC, VE. Actually, his date is the 27th, so I don't know when he took the test. But probably at the LIMOC VE session in probably January, since he dated this the 27th. Ronald Rogers, KD2YWQ. Actually, he's a general now in Huntington. Back to Ned.
Jerry, do me a favor. Repeat that name and call of the second new member.
Okay, second new member is Ronald Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, Kilo Delta 2, Yankee Whiskey, Quebec, General.
Thank you for that traffic. And the last station listing traffic is Ken WB2KWC. Go ahead with your traffic, sir.
Okay, thank you, Harry. This Wednesday, April 27th, is the fourth Wednesday of the month, so we will be having a session of the LIMOC computer net. This net covers everything computer. If you have a computer question or would like to tell us about a new computer gadget you've acquired, please join us Wednesday on this repeater at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. KC2FYJ, WB2KWC.
Okay, Ken, thank you for that traffic. Are there any other stations that have traffic for the net this evening?
WS2N.
WS2N, go ahead with your traffic.
Okay, this is WS2N, Paul. Trying to have some malicious interference. This was last night on the TechNet. So I sent it into, the RFI at limoc.org. I wonder if we could make that announcement, that email during the net. If anybody hears it, I wonder if that's okay. Is that present? Procedure for that. Back to you,
Richie, K2KMB, could you handle that, please?
Yes, and Paul, if you can give us the time, we'll take recordings of it and take the appropriate actions. K2KMB.
I think he'd also like to have the RFI email address announced on a regular basis. If I understood him correctly.
I'm sorry, I doubled.
Go ahead again, Paul.
I said, thank you, Rich, and I said, yes, I included that when I sent that email. Beamheading, whether or not I heard anything on the input, which was, I didn't. So, he's got all that information, the date, time. Back to you, Aaron.
And Paul, was I correct in understanding that you'd like that RFI address announced on the InfoNet regularly?
Well, that would be okay, but you know, I'm wondering if it's okay that we announce it on the TechNet on Sunday night. Is that okay? You know, I don't know if we're supposed to give that out on a regular basis.
Okay, I misunderstood that. Richie, is that okay for them to announce that email address?
Yes, absolutely. And then we have not had to use our tracking devices for a while, but we'll just put them back into effect, including some triangulation programs that we have. So, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and announce it.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Are there any other stations that have that would like to pass any traffic for the net this evening?
I just want to say, yeah, thanks, guys. I'll let Roy know, AC2GS. Thanks again, WS2N.
This is M2RQ.
Go ahead, Lou.
The school club roundup results have been posted. You can find them at contest.arrl.net, or .org, rather. I think that's it. And so anyone who needs to find their certificate, whatever, you can do it there. I think it turned out to be quite a good event. And I want to once again thank Ken for his vital assistance. Back to you and to our queue.
Okay, thank you for that, Lou. Anyone else with traffic for the net this evening who did not list initially? Nothing heard. Let me see if I can recap this quickly. Let's see. KMB reminded us that the FCC, as of last week, any new renewals or new licenses will be subject to the new fee, which is $35. Upgrades and administrative changes continue to be free. In May, the RF exposure survey is due. There's a link on the webpage to the ARRL explanation and calculator. It's required by the FCC, and it's a survey that's based on your operating habits, etc. The intention is to determine if you are causing any potential harm to neighbors. It's not something you have to send in, but must have available. As this must be available to be shown on demand. You should take this very seriously. Okay, then on May 20th, we'll be at the Cradle of Aviation from 9:30 to 4 p.m. We need operators. There'll be one or two SSB stations and possibly a digital station. It'll be if you're there, you'll be a guest of the museum. And you can contact K2KNB at limark.org for scheduling and notifications. A reminder, permission has been granted to do the Outdoor Ham Fest on Sunday, June 5th at former Briarcliff College. The rain date is Sunday, June 12th. Limark members get in at no charge. Vendor spaces are $10. Under Good and Welfare, Richie announced the new grandchild, Toby Hazel, 8 pounds, 7 ounces. And everyone is doing well. WB2ZEX announced two new members, W2ART, formerly KD2SOK, Andre Parker, and KD2YWQ, Myrn Rogers. And Ken, WB2KWC, reminded everyone this Wednesday, April 27th, is the fourth Wednesday of the month, so there'll be a computer net. It covers everything computer. It's on this repeater at 8:30 p.m. WS2N informed us that there was some malicious interference on the TechNet this past Sunday night. A report's been filed. They requested permission to announce the RFI at limark.org email address on the TechNet regularly. And N2RQ announced that the school club roundup results have been posted, and you can see them at contests on the ARRL.org website. You can find your certificates there, and the event turned out to be quite a good event. Okay, at this time, I will take any late check-ins for the net this evening. Are there any late check-ins for the Limark InfoNet?
NY2A.
9T.
NY2A recognized. The second station, you jumped in too soon. I didn't catch your call. Please try again.
This is N2PIT.
N2PIT recognized. Are there any other late check-ins this evening?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Alpha Whiskey.
WA2IAW recognized. Any further late check-ins? Well, I heard someone try, but it was all noise. Please boost your audio and try again. Try one more time. I didn't get that. Nothing heard. At this time, I would like to thank everyone who checked into the Limark Information Net for their participation and support this evening. If you were listening but did not check in, please feel free to check in next week. The Limark Swap and Shop Net will begin at the conclusion of this net, and Swap and Shop will be followed by Radio Newsline.
That
73,
time complete.
This is KC2FYJ Net Control. Please join us again next week at 8:30 p.m. for the next edition of the Limark Information Net. Good night, everyone. George, the frequency is yours.
Thank you, Harry, and good evening. Welcome to the Limark Swap and Shop. This is George, KD2FYU, your net control. If at any time during the night you have emergency traffic for the net, you can break and use in the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass the emergency traffic. This net meets every Monday night following the Limark InfoNet, and the purpose of the net is to buy, to sell, or trade ham radio equipment or related electronic equipment. This is a directed net, so all communication is to go through net control. If you have an item for listing or that you want, please indicate with traffic while checking in, and we'll come back to you after taking further check-ins. Try to give a price and give your contact information. This net is open to check-ins so that we can take any further listings, want ads, or clarification of traffic. Would anybody like to check in?
KC2FYJ supporting.
Traffic. KB2OIE supporting.
KB2NTV traffic.
WB2AFC.
Okay, there was some doubling, and we welcome here KC2FYJ, KB2OIE. I believe it was KB2NCD. I didn't get that clearly. I heard traffic and WB2. Any corrections, please?
KB2NCD. Is it traffic? Number one.
W2OSR with traffic.
Okay, the KB2N station. Try it again, please. Somebody else was coming in.
KB2 November Tango Delta NTD.
Okay, KB2NTD with traffic. And there was a WB2.
Yeah. WB2AFC, Whiskey Bravo 2, Alpha Foxtrot Charlie. No traffic for me.
Okay, welcome WB2AFC and W2OSR with traffic. This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Would anybody else like to join us?
KD2UDU.
And KD2UDU. Okay, I'm going to pause. If anybody who wants to come in via EchoLink or IRLP.
KD2PPF, I'll just be monitoring over EchoLink.
And welcome, KD2PPF. This is KD2FIU. I will have some traffic in the end over here. First station with traffic is KD2NTD. Take it away. Okay, I may have gotten that sign in or a person joining us. I got the call wrong or whether or not they had traffic. I got that incorrectly. KD2NTD, are you there?
Kilo Bravo 2, November Tango Delta.
Okay, I got the call correct. Did I understand you had traffic for the net tonight?
Yes, I do. I have a 1. I'm looking for up to 100 feet of 6 or 8 conductor rotor cable. And I can be reached at KB2NTD@ARRL.net. Back to that.
Okay, the want add here is 4, 6 to 8 conductor rotator cable, and I believe, Max, you're looking for 100 feet, and you could reach Max at KB2NTD@ARRL.net. I gotta get that straight. Max, anything else?
No, George, it's up to 100 feet. any amount, I don't need more than 100 feet, but anything up to 100 feet is good. We can discuss it.
Okay, very good, Max. The 6 to 8 conductor rotator cable. You can reach Max at KB2NTD@ARRL.net. This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop, and next up is W2OSR with traffic. Go ahead, Bob.
Right, well, good evening, George. This is W2OSR. The gentleman that was just looking for the rotor cable, I have something, I'm not sure exactly how long it is. If he would like to contact me, he can contact me at W2OSR@ARRL.net. I'm going to drop it and then come back with my listing. Okay, what I have tonight is I have two-meter Yagi antennas. They're both three-element Yagis. One is an MFJ, which you can bounce on a tower or on a mast. The other one is a three-element two-meter Yagi, which you could use as a field antenna. It's a little bit lighter weight. I also have a homemade 440 vertical ground plate. Again, if anybody wants those, W2OSR@ARRL.net. Back to you, George.
Okay, we had three things that Bob brought in for us. He's got a contact for Max, and that is W2OSR@ARRL.net. And Bob has an offering for us, two-meter Yagi antennas. There are two of them. One is a three-element MFJ, and one is a field unit, three-element field, two-meter unit, that is a little bit lighter in weight. Bob also has a homebrew 440 vertical ground plane antenna. And once again, you can reach Bob at W2OSR@ARRL.net. This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Does anybody have anything else?
KD2KNZ.
K2KNB has joined the Limark Swap and Shop. Take it away, Rich.
Hi, George. K2KNB. Well, first of all, I have my Comet Vertical that I've decided to XL. It's the Comet CH250. I believe it's just about a year old. It's a decent vertical. I need something a little more sophisticated than it. And I think they're going for $399 now. I'm looking for $250. It's in excellent condition. You can probably take it apart at one point. And it's 21 feet, I think, so maybe I have to take it apart in two parts. But excellent condition, looking for $250 for that. I still have the 520S, the Kenwood. I just hesitate to put that up on eBay or eHam because the 520 has a built-in power supply. And it's a heavy unit, so shipping it's a real pain. I know that it's a good price on it. It hasn't really been turned on. I guess we could do that and make sure that it's working for you. But looking for $500. It's the Kenwood CS520 with the DG5 digital readout so that you don't have to do it analog. You don't have to just look at the dial. It will actually do the digital readout for you with the matching speaker. And I believe it's a Shure microphone that matches up to it. Let me let it drop for a minute. All of the money from that goes to family of a silent key, and we're looking for $500 for that. You know, maybe there's some room for negotiation, but basically the family's getting all the money. And then the other thing is the ICOM 735 with the power supply, and it's a nice little unit. It's pretty small, but they were decent units. And I think they were maybe last made around 1990, something in that area, maybe a little later. But there's all the bands, 160-210 with the walk bands. And again, it's a neat little unit with the power supply. Again, we'll make sure that it's working. I don't have a mic for that one, but we'd be looking for $250 for that. And I can be reached at K2KMB at ARRL.net or K2KMB at Flymark. That's it. Back to next.
Thank you, Richie, for bringing in those items there. And let me recap and get them in the log. Richie has for us a HF vertical antenna that is approximately 21 feet long. This is an aerial-mounted vertical antenna. It's the Comet CHA-250. And I believe I have that model number right. It's in excellent condition. Asking price is $250. Also, there is a Kenwood HF transceiver, the 520S, with the external digital display, the DG5 model external digital display. This is a hybrid Kenwood 520S. Very popular and very, very, very well suited. It also comes with a matching speaker and a Shure microphone. The asking price on that is $500. There is also another HF transceiver. It's the ICOM IC735. The HF transceiver is 10 through 160 meters, all included. And it comes with a power supply. The asking price on that is $250. For any of these items, you can reach Richie at k2knb@arrl.net or k2knb@limark.org. k2knb@arrl.net or k2knb@limark.org. This is KE2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Does anybody have anything else? Okay, I have a vertical antenna here that is in excellent condition, and it is still new. It is the High Gain 12 AVQ. It's a 2015 and 10 meter vertical antenna. It's 13 feet tall. It's full legal power. It sells for $210 at HRO, asking $80 for this antenna. This is a High Gain 12 AVQ vertical tri-band antenna for 2015 and 10 meters, asking $80. I also have for free a Yaesu phone patch, the landliner model. I don't know if it works. It was given to me to pass on to the swap and shop. Also, for free, is a CB radio, a Cobra 41 Plus is the model number, 40 channel CB. And the plus is that it has weather channels. That's also for free. So for the high gain 12ABQ tri-band vertical, $80. And the two free items, the Yaesu landliner and the Cobra 41 Plus, you can contact me at radiofever@att.net. That's radiofever@att.net. This is KD2FYU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Does anybody have anything else? Okay, I would like to thank KC2FYJ, KB2YE, KD2NTD, WB2AFC, W2OSR, KD2UDU, KD2PPF, K2KND, for joining the net here tonight. This net will be followed by Radio Newsline. Thanks to everyone for listening. This is KD2FIU closing the net at 21:15. 7-3.
Connected.
To the Newsline server. This week's Newsline report will begin in 10 seconds and pause periodically.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2321 with a release date of Friday, April 22nd, 2022, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST, Ham Radio's solo crossing of the Pacific. Amateur radio gatherings prepare in Germany, Australia, and Dayton, Ohio. And special event stations mark a moon landing anniversary. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2321 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Shelbyville, Tennessee, here's Skeeter Nash, N5ASH.
We begin this week's report with a story of ham radio and high adventure on the open seas. Japan's most well-known yachtsman, an octogenarian adventurer, is hoping to become the oldest person to cross the Pacific Ocean alone. With a radio, of course. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, catches us up on his journey.
In 1962, Kenichi Hori became the first man to cross the Pacific Ocean alone, non-stop. He was 23 when he ended his journey from Japan 94 days later, docking his yacht in the U.S. city of San Francisco. Now at the age of 83, the seasoned sailor is on his way and ahead of schedule to becoming the oldest person to cross that ocean again. 60 years later, he is making the trip in reverse. He left San Francisco on March 26 on a yacht measuring 19 feet or 5.8 meters, stocked with food, water, a satellite phone, and his preferred method of communication, an amateur radio. Although no call sign was listed for him on QRZ.com, Southgate Amateur Radio News reported it as JR3JJ. AE. According to a report in the Asahi Shimbun, the prospect of a contact with him had amateurs back home in Japan adding extra large antennas in the hope of scoring some big DX. According to news reports, propagation has been something of a challenge for most. There's still time for a QSO, however. Kenichi was spotted near Hawaii on April 17th, and he doesn't expect to arrive home until early June. Track his progress on a map you'll find on his website. The address appears in the text version of this week's newscast script at arnewsline.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2DHF.
The next best thing to talking on radio is to talk about radio. And that's how one group of hams marked World Amateur Radio Day. Jim Dameron, NHPMW, has that report.
A celebration of all things wireless. From Marconi and Tesla to modern times,
grace the screens of viewers on YouTube and Facebook as the Tesla Science Center on Long Island, New York, marked World Amateur Radio Day Monday, April 18th. For nearly an hour and a half, three active, prominent amateurs on different life paths shared their personal experiences and their hopes for radio's future with viewers and program host Mark Alessi, the center's executive director. Ed Wilson, N2XDD, vice president of the Suffolk County Radio Club. Ted Rappaport, N9NB, developer of 5G wireless communications. And Major League Baseball legend Joe Rudy, NK7U, described why they prized radio for its emergency capabilities, its role as a spark for experimentation, and for the environment it creates to educate the next generation. The Tesla Science Center is named for inventor Nikola Tesla, whose lab was once located there. The center has been giving special priority to promoting the vast, still untapped potential of radio. Ed told Newsline that he is helping jumpstart an amateur radio group based at the center with a focus on attracting younger operators. Beyond the hams' personal stories of rescue by radio and their hopes for future projects, they shared their enthusiasm for getting more people on the air. When Mark Alessi noted he is not presently a ham, Ed quickly jumped in to say, "Not yet, Mark. Not yet." To view the recorded program on YouTube, use the link that appears in this week's text version of the newscast on our website, arnewsline.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Dameron, NATNW.
In Ohio next month, there will be more to Hamvention Weekend than just Hamvention. Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, tells us about one option visitors will have.
It's become a Hamvention tradition. Expanded hours for visitors at the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting during Hamvention Weekend next month. The museum and the Westchester Amateur Radio Association are looking forward to hosting convention goers and providing a look at the exhibits, which include the Robert Drake collection of radios and the recently restored transmitter that provided the first VOA broadcast into occupied Europe on February 1st, 1942. Meanwhile, if you're hoping to get in some QSOs while you're spending the weekend in Ohio, licensed amateurs will be able to operate from the club's WC8 VOA station on the premises. The expanded hours are Thursday, May 19th, Friday, May 20th, and Saturday, May 21st from 1 to 9 p.m., and Sunday, May 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. Admission is $10 at the door. The museum is a short drive from the fairgrounds in Xenia. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Another amateur radio reunion among friends is taking place in Germany in just a few weeks. Ed Durant, DD5LP, brings us those details.
After a difficult period of cancellations of in-person gatherings around the world, Europe's number one amateur radio event, Ham Radio Friedrichshafen, is calling itself a reunion with friends. A theme shared by another of the world's major ham radio exhibitions, Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio, in the US. The event website says that Germany looks forward to playing host to the world at the 45th International Amateur Radio Exhibition at the Neue Messe in Friedrichshafen from June 24th to 26th. It is important to note that tickets are only available online, so those attending must have tickets in hand when they arrive at the venue. Tickets can either be printed or displayed at the event from a mobile device. For full details, including the currently in effect COVID-19 health protocols, visit the website, whose address appears in this week's text version of our newscast at arnewsline.org. Promise Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
One more gathering of hams, this one in Australia, is getting ready to open its doors. John Williams, VK4JJW, brings us that story.
Registration has begun for amateurs wishing to attend the annual general meeting and virtual conference of the Wireless Institute of Australia. The event, which will be a hybrid of in-person and virtual events, is coming up fast. It's taking place on the 7th of May and will be streamed from Hobart, Tasmania. The focus this year is on Antarctica, and a number of presentations will be exploring the roles that wireless communication has played throughout history, including the Australasian Antarctic Expedition that took place from 1911 to 1914. Microwave experimenter Rex Moncur, VK7MO, who is a former director of the Australian Antarctic Division, will discuss his work at the helm of the division from 1988 to 1999. Peter Yates, VK7PY, and Kim Briggs, VK7KB, who are both with the Australian Antarctic Division, will talk about the current challenges facing Antarctic communications. For additional details about costs, viewing the live stream, or registering to attend in person, please see the link in the text version of this newscast script at arnewsline.org. The event is being hosted by the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. I'm at a Radio Newsline. I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
It's time to think about the next generation of radio operators and appreciate their skill and dedication. Perhaps one of them will be the next recipient of the Amateur Radio Newsline Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award. Consider nominating an amateur radio operator 18 years of age or younger in the continental United States with talent, promise, and a commitment to the spirit of ham radio. Find application forms on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. Nominations close May 31st. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W0EF repeater in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, on Saturdays at 9:30 a.m. Classes are getting started for Canada's Basic Operating Certificate, and the course is being offered online. Dave Parks, WB8ODF, has the details.
Candidates for Canada's Basic Level Amateur Radio Operator Certificate are beginning their studies on Sunday, April 24th, and will continue through Thursday, June 30th. This is an online course for anyone interested in a Canadian... an operating certificate, including candidates in overseas countries. The classes are being conducted with the help of the Annapolis Valley Amateur Radio Club of Nova Scotia. The coursework prepares candidates for the Innovation, Science and Economic Development Canada Basic Qualification Level Operator Certificate Exam. Al Penny, VO1NO, is the instructor for the three-hour classes, which meet on Thursday evenings and Sunday afternoons. To inquire about costs and registration, contact the course administrator via email at basiccourse@rac.ca. The sessions are being recorded, so should anyone miss a class, they may catch up on the material. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
An emergency response team of teens, some of them amateur radio operators, has received an award from a top U.S. government agency. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, has the details.
A high school emergency response team that includes several amateur radio operators has been recognized by federal officials for their crisis preparedness work. The U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has presented its Region 6 Youth Preparedness Award to the Clovis High School Teen Community Emergency Response Team in Clovis, New Mexico. The team is known by the acronym CERT. The team has been training under the guidance of the city's emergency management director, Dan Hearding, KG5DTV, who shares the award with them. According to a news story on the KCBDTV website, the Young CERT members have already been deployed to three community events and collectively donated 856 hours of their time. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
It's been 50 years since the historic moon mission known as Apollo 16. Amateurs around the U.S. will agree. That's reason to activate some special event stations. Paul Brown, WD9GCO, has those details.
If you remember NASA's Apollo 16 moon mission, or even if you weren't around back then, you don't want to miss the 50th anniversary celebration of that historic journey, which was the fifth moon landing mission. NASA on the Air special event stations around the United States will be on the bands between Saturday, April 23rd
and Wednesday, April 27th, marking the milestone. Different local NASA radio clubs will be active at different hours, so check the spotting clusters or the NASA on the Air WordPress blog site. The many participating clubs at NASA sites include the Ames Research Center Amateur Radio Club, NA6MF, in California, the Glenn Research Center Club, NA8SA, in Ohio, the Goddard Space Flight Center Club, WA3NAN, in Maryland, and the Stennis Space Center Club, N5SSC, in Mississippi. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
In the world of DX, listen for Fabian, BF3XY, using the call sign 3B8/BF3XY in Meridius between May 21st and June 2nd. Listen for him on 40, 30, and 20 meters, where he will be using mostly FT8. QSL via DF3XY, direct, by the Bureau, and EQSL. Guards are also welcome from SWLs. Byron, KF8UN, will be active as 4L/KF8UN from Georgia between May 9th and 11th, but it is possible he'll be there a bit later. He will also be on the air as T8/KF8UN from Turkey between May 22nd and 24th. He will be operating on 20 meters, SSB, most of the time. QSL via his home call sign, direct. The fourth activation in the Israeli Land of Craters program is taking place between the 13th and 14th of May. Be listening for operators using the call sign 4X0RMN from the Negev Desert. Reference numbers for this crater, known as the Ramon Crater, are F30BS, Maidenhead WW Grid Square KM70JO, and WWFF reference 4XFF0020. Radio amateurs working three of the four craters are eligible for a certificate. Be listening on 80 through 10 meters, where the team of operators will be using CW, SSB, and FT8. They will also use the QO100 satellite. QSL via 4X6ZM, direct, by the Bureau, EQSL, or LOTW. Finally, when we talk about being remote, we're usually referring to people who are distant from one another. Here's how one unique amateur radio project, a new remote operation with its QTH in Canada, has redefined the meaning of that word, bringing people together from all over. Ralph Squilacci, KK6ITB, tells us what has made it so successful.
The heart and soul of the remote HF station operated by the Inverhuron Ham Radio Club, VE3IHR, is the Kenwood TS-850 that Rob Noakes, VE3PCP, inherited when his father became a silent key. Controlled by Remote Ham's software and connected to a 7-band ground-mounted vertical antenna, what was once the pride and joy of his dad's shack has become a valued key that has begun to unlock access to HF for amateurs worldwide. Some are living where an HF station does not exist or is not possible. Others are away from home for extended periods. Add to those groups an international collective of YLs, including Maria, R3TM, Biggie, DK3YB, Arisha, YU3AWA, and Raisa, R1BIG, who worked one-on-one with Rob to help coordinate operations for YLs and youngsters into this new remote project. On Sunday, April 17th, a day before World Amateur Radio Day, the YLs and youngsters got on the air using the remote station's new call sign, VA3YLR. Rob told Newsline there are now 7 YLs from 5 countries and 4 young hams from 2 countries, all operating remotely through the station. Rob told Newsline that, quote, ham radio should be kept as an open line of communications regardless of what may be happening, and we fully support that notion, end quote. As the community of users continues to grow, what seems so remote is now well within the reach of many. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ralph Squilacci, KK6ITB.
With thanks to AMSAT News Service, the AWRL, the Asahi Shimbun website, CQ Magazine, David Behar, K7BB, BXWorld.net, Ed Wilson, N2XBD, Jocelyn Brault, KB8VRX, stroke VA2VRX, KCBD-TV, NASA, OhioPenBX, QRZ.com, Radio Amateurs of Canada, Rob Noakes, VE3PCP, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Shortwave Radio.be, Tesla Science Center, U.S. National Park Service, Wireless Institute of Australia, YouTube, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. You can write to us at newsline@arnewsline.org. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, in Shelbyville, Tennessee, saying 7-3. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73. And good night from the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m. W2VL repeater.